I'm Maddie Southwick for JRN 3590 News. For many students arriving on campus, one of the first big questions is, how do I get a parking permit? Eunice has worked at Western Michigan University for more than 20 years, including a decade in the parking services office. She says the first step is simple.
They usually start by looking information up on our website at wmich.edu/parking. From there, they would hit get permit.
Students can either go directly through the parking services website or access the vehicle registration link through their GoWMU portal. After logging in with a BroncoNet ID, the system walks them through the process.
The system usually already knows if you're a commuter or if you're in a dorm or apartment, so it already knows which one to sell you.
Permits are virtual and attached to a student's license plate number. Options range from $5 daily permits to full academic year permits. Eunice says daily and weekly permits can help students avoid bigger problems.
And those daily and weeklies at 5 or 15 are better than a $25 ticket.
Students can temporarily add a second vehicle in cases like rentals or family cars, but sharing permits with friends can lead to a $100 fine. If tickets go unpaid, they can quickly escalate.
And we'd rather they talk to us on the first ticket, and then we can try to squash it and say, hey, you know, just watch out. But a lot of students don't call.
Eunice says parking services opens at 7:30 a.m. to help students get to class on time and encourages them to ask questions instead of assuming. For JRN 3590 News, I'm Maddie Southwick.